I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Since 2019, Syria has been under U.S. sanctions that restrict movement of finances, goods, and services from the West. Samuel with Redemptive Stories says, this is in the best interest of the Syrian people.
I think a lot of governments are wise to try to leave things in place, particularly these sanctions as it relates to financial movement and purchasing of infrastructure things that are needed, until they are for sure that this government does not make sweeping changes to things like the Constitution.
They know that in the midst of this situation, God is working and he's doing amazing things. At the same time, they do have deep concerns about what the future holds.
They know that in the midst of this situation, God is working and he's doing amazing things. But at the same time, they do have deep concerns about what the future holds.
Then a small team of evangelists with Transform Iran gathered in Turkey in late March. And their goal? To meet Iranian tourists on holiday for the Persian New Year with news of the gospel. Lana Silk shares one miraculous encounter when a Muslim family walked up to the team and said,
sorry to disturb you, but we keep hearing this voice telling us to come and talk to you and that you've got something that you need to tell us. What do you need to tell us?
More than 300 people heard the gospel and exchanged contact information to learn more. It's just a snapshot of what Silk says is happening in Iran.
God is literally right before our eyes, changing the course of a nation.
Would you like to join the adventure? Get started by connecting with Transform Iran's newsletter. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.